The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Bring that funk, baby. Bring that funk. Back in on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Bob Fesco, Mac Morey, Dusty Likens, all with you today. Mac, what do you think about this? Building a parlay for tonight. Ja'Marr Chase receptions. DK Metcalf yards.
Like it.
Okay. Jaylen Warren anytime.
He could have said anything there and you would have said like it.
So let me explain the game. Maybe. Let me explain my logic. I believe DK's over-under on yards is like 66.5, right? We know what his favorite route is. It's the go. And Rodgers is going to throw it to him at least twice in this game. All he's got to do is connect once. And it's going to go for at least 40 yards, would be my theory.
He's quietly had a great season.
Yeah, flex option, baby. How you doing? And then Ja'Marr Chase, I mean, Flacco's going to get pressured all night from TJ Watt. He's going to throw it quick, and Ja'Marr Chase is going to run across the middle of the field. Ja'Marr Chase is going to get 11 to 14 targets tonight. I would think that he could catch at least six of those.
And that's what it is, six?
I believe it's 6.5.
Okay.
Or it depends on what happens in the game if Ja'Marr Chase quits like midway through, if Pittsburgh's beating him pretty bad too. You got to factor that in. He's a quitter. He'll go out there and cash it in halfway through. So you have to factor, I think, that kind of stuff in as well, who these guys are and what happens if things go south. Are they going to be continuing to fight for the end for their team? And the answer to that question with anybody on Cincinnati at this point in time is probably a no.
And Ja'Marr Chase is 7.5.
Yeah, that's too much. You got to take the under on that one. Yeah.
Under. Yeah. DK Metcalf's is 4.5, and it's plus 100, and his yards is 62.5.
Yeah, that seems...
DK average seems too good to be true.
What am I missing?
DK averages 3.8 receptions a game.
Yeah. He's right at it.
Yeah. So he's right at that number.
That's what I'm saying. They only do the over the top.
Yep.
He had the 80-yarder in London, and then he had, like, a, I think, a 50, 45 or 50-yarder in this past...
Is this game in Pittsburgh or Cincinnati tonight?
I think it's
at
in Cincinnati.
Oh, it's at Cincinnati.
It's at Cincinnati. Okay. So we can't complain about the field conditions in Pittsburgh. Our guy Littlefinger. Not complaining about the field surface there. So maybe the field surface in Cincinnati, it's fake. You know, maybe you can run down the field a little bit more and have DK Metcalf open deep a couple of more times. You know, in that game, I just feel like I'm actually genuinely excited about this game tonight because I'm interested. I haven't watched Aaron Rodgers all year. I have not watched any Pittsburgh Steeler football all year. Just for whatever reason, it hasn't worked into my schedule or wherever the case may be. And I'm interested to see him tonight. I'm also very interested to see Joe Flacco tonight. This is what's his second game now with Cincinnati, coming off a Sunday game. Now he's turning it around on a Thursday night. Tomlin's had some stuff to say about this one. It's a divisional game. I think this can be a very intriguing game. I think this is going to be a fun football game tonight. Pretty much, when I watch AFC North games, I always feel like they're going to be fun games. They got great colors, great uniforms, great rivalries, the whole nine yards.
History.
Yeah, it's always like, feels like it's snow and cold. It's like old school football, right? I like the AFC North. So I'm actually excited about this game tonight and really excited to see which old dude performs better. Is it going to be Favre? Or not Favre. Is it going to be Rodgers? Or is it going to be Flacco out there performing better? And if Flacco goes out there and performs well, then Cleveland's going to start talking too. Like, you got rid of the only quarterback that's capable of throwing the ball downfield. What were you thinking for, what, a fourth round draft pick or whatever it was that they got back from Cincinnati? So I think tonight's game is really intriguing. I'm excited about this one.
This screams like 16-12.
Yes.
Something like that.
Yeah, it does.
This is classic AFC North.
Yep.
Just bet the under.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you bet the under on everything in this game.
Also, I agree. It's always ice. It's like probably 60 degrees in Cincinnati tonight. It's going to be snowing.
Yeah,
just because it's the game.
Yeah.
It just happens.
It'll just be like that.
Yes. Yep.
So I'm interested to see if we get another week in a row where Andy Reid is true to his word. And what I mean by that is, you know, we heard the audio a couple weeks ago about how he was going to talk to Juwan, like it's being addressed, right? It's noteworthy, and I've made, you know, decisions on what he said he's going to do. He's going to talk to Juwan about it. Played pretty clean football since then. The other one was, we need to score more points, and that I believe was after the game to Jacksonville where they put up 28. This past week, we saw the tweet from Sam McDowell where 86 times Andy Reid has been fourth and three or shorter in the first half, and 86 times he has decided to kick the field goal. And he didn't do that in this last game against the Lions. In fact, he went for it three times in the first half, something he's never done. Now,
if that doesn't show you the non-reliance on the kicker, I don't know what does.
Now, we can put in some points that maybe debunk that he's doing it because he wants to, or because he should, because Detroit had a 10-minute drive. Butker missed the extra point. And you know Dan Campbell ain't going to kick.
That's right.
Unless he literally is on the other side of the 50, and even then, we don't know. And so there's that sort of message. But then there's also the message of maybe he does want to score more. Maybe we are seeing Andy Reid, who has quietly throughout his career adjusted to what the league is now. Now, he got Mahomes at the right time when everything became spread and four wide, five wide, trips right, you know, trips left, whatever it may be. It's a passing league. And he got the guy that could break the code. That's awesome. But he's adjusted throughout that, right? Got a speedy guy, got a big, strong guy on his wide receivers. Not big, strong guy, but more of a big-bodied receiver in Rashee Rice.
He's a big guy, yeah. He is,
right?
Yeah.
And then you look, I mean, basically the same size as Jamar Chase, and we think Jamar Chase is huge.
Right.
I think Jamar Chase is like 6'1", 2'10".
Jamar Chase, I picture, is like 6'4", 6'5", right?
Not going up,
but he's not.
Yeah, not at all. And so now he's saying we got to score more points. Now, a lot of you out there can say he's doing that because he doesn't trust his kicker. But a lot of it is maybe he trusts his offense, and maybe he now knows the name of the game where talent has gotten better, where you can't go into halftime being up 28-10 and be like, all right, let's relax. Let's just stay focused. Let's not turn the ball over. Let's take time off the clock. Because when you do that, other teams now have the ability to score quickly. They can do that. And we saw that last week. We need to score more points. Three times he went for it on fourth down in the first half and never had done that in 86 attempts, had always kicked the field goal, and then he went for it three times on fourth down the first half. Nothing he's ever done before, and now you've got Rashee Rice back with Worthy and Brown and Kelsey and yada, yada, yada. And
they may cut the punter. I mean, save the roster spot, right?
I mean, I'm interested, and I'm interested to see, because if this game does go the way that I think it could go and be 21-3 at halftime, do we see 42-6? Do we see 49-14.
You say, does he quote unquote run up the score? Which I don't believe it takes place in the NFL, running up the score, but you're right. Keep the foot on the pedal, right? Just keep going and going and going, and
or
don't turn this thing over to Gardner
like
Minshew.
38-10, and you're like, all right. Yeah, like
right, let me ask you guys this, because I've been wrestling with this myself over the last couple of years. What do you guys think is a safe lead now in the NFL? For a long time, I thought a 10-point lead was a pretty safe lead in the NFL, right? It is no longer. It is no longer a safe lead. 14, to me, isn't even a safe lead now in the NFL. I think for my money, and you guys can agree or disagree, I don't know where you fall on this, and text line as well, I think a three-possession game now is a safe, and I use the word safe in air quotes a little bit, lead in the NFL, because no lead is really safe in this league. But I feel like if you're up 17 or more, then you have yourself that kind of cushion where you can kind of sit back and relax a little bit.
I don't even think
bit,
you
right?
have that.
Maybe it's not
Ask
even
the Rams
at 17.
About that against Philadelphia.
I know, right? Yeah, I mean, yeah.
They were upset, what, 28-6?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that was
And Philadelphia came back and won?
Yeah.
And covered?
Yeah, ask Philadelphia about Denver, though, too. I mean, you know, like there are certain situations where you think 17 is good when it's not a good lead. That's why I hate those early drives that, you know, you get two drives and you stall out at the 10 and you're up 6-0. Like, those kind of leads, those aren't real leads in the NFL.
Right.
So you've got to score points now in this league. And the going forward on fourth down is great, because who are you going to trust more, Patrick Mahomes or any kicker, right?
Well, I mean, I also love it because it makes you relax on third down.
It does.
Like if it's third and 10, you're like, oh, I got to get 11 yards. No, you don't.
No.
You got to get 8. You got to get 9.
Yep. 5. And, you know, now you got 4th and 5, and you can go for it again, run the same damn play, get another 5 yards. But I think Andy Reid has always been, to kind of pick up on your point, an innovator. I think he's been one of the greatest innovators and changers that this league has seen. Mm-hmm. He's in his 60s, and he's still making changes and acting like it's all new to him. And I love that, because, you know, when he came in to the NFL, or not came into the NFL, when he came to Kansas City, he brought that guy Chris Ault to learn the spread offense. And mm-hmm. one of the things that Andy Reid had said years ago that I remember very vividly was, he goes, we're not going to put our quarterback under center anymore in the NFL. He was one of the first guys to go in that pistol formation, right? You saw a lot of that with Donovan McNabb and some of these other guys. And the reason Andy said he was going with that in the NFL when nobody else was, he goes, because all these kids in college are doing it. They just spent 4 years in that pistol formation in college. Why am I going to say, after 4 years of work, something that you do effectively that got you to the NFL, why am I going to make you change from what you do so good that got you to this league? Why am I going to make you change? I'm the coach. I need to adjust to you. And it's easier for the coach to adjust to the player than it is for that player to have to change everything that he's done for the last 4 years. And I remember hearing that about Andy Reid, and I'm like, that's interesting. And ever since then, I've always kept that in the back of my mind. So when
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start, Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Stuff like this always comes up. You're like, yeah, Andy Reid's always been an innovator and somebody who is doing things differently and willing to change. People see Andy Reid and they think, oh, he's just, you know, he's been around forever. He's just going to do it his way. Far from the truth, man. Andy Reid is always looking to do new and adjust and bring in new ideas. I think it's great.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last, so don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.